ESPN app.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3
FM. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
New Orleans.
Hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is hour number two, which is brought to you by Chris's Paving. ChrisPaving.com, the website. They go check them out. Driveways, parking lots, overlays. They're locally owned and operated. It's a good thing. And also, they're your asphalt and concrete paving contractor. Not just for New Orleans, but the Bayou regions as well. So if you're paving it at all, 985-960-2131. I got to get them. Come do my driveway. It is a disaster. Hour one was brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. Buddy back over in the LaRose studios. We'll take your phone calls on the Rudiman Can caller and guest hotline. 800-998-1003 is a way to chime in. Ralph Marlboro will join us here at 115. Jeff Boggs at 145 from our sister station, KANE. An absolutely gorgeous day. The next couple of days are going to be just like this. Tomorrow's actually be cooler or colder in the morning. So it's nice for some of y'all like me. I might be one of the only ones, though. Anyway, it was too humid yesterday. When did Fox say it? Came back. I'm in jeans. I'm in a long sleeve button down. I had to walk the dog. I was a drenched disaster. I got home yesterday. So needless to say, I love the weather. I got the window open and everything. Wish you could be doing it outside. Tomorrow we'll be over at Katie's. And I've already texted the chef. Please let me know. Can I take one of those tables outside? The only problem is that keeps one of y'all from sitting outside. I know y'all are going to want to be sitting outside tomorrow for lunch. Can I handle it? I know 4K doesn't mind. He'll sit there and be like, get up. About to do a show.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that camel Wednesday hump day is.
All right. That is Sean Payton. Who is he taking for the Denver Broncos? Does he take Penix? Does J.J. McCarthy fall out of the top six? Like, everyone's predicting that he won't be available after six. I still don't see it. That's me. Anyway, words of wisdom. Yeah, it's a little peace, a little happiness. It wouldn't matter, for sure. 800-998-1003, looking forward to it. The final week of the NBA regular season next week. Pelicans have seven left. That's it. Tonight against the Orlando Magic, a team that beat them just recently. We'll go back and take a look at that. We'll hear what head coach Willie Green had to say after practice yesterday. Larry Nance had to say after practice yesterday here as well. Bills have wrapped up shoot-arounds. They will play tonight at 7. On Friday, they will take on Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs. You know it's a big game. I saw Andrew Lopez in the parking lot today. He covers the Pels and the Spurs for ESPN. He's just everywhere. That's how big Friday game is. And then the Pels go on the road. And they will take on Phoenix Suns on Sunday. I'm just going to say this. Whatever happens Sunday, can you at least do something to try to prevent Devin Booker from dropping another 50 piece on you? I'm not saying go Cobra Kai. But I'm just saying, you know, it's been a while since Cody Zeller got to stretch his legs out a little bit, as in, like, really stretch out his legs in, maybe, on a drive, maybe. Was saying, you know, E.J. Liddell, I mean, the Birmingham squadron, the G League season's over. Just saying, I mean, E.J., about 30 seconds from you. Do something different. If he drops a 50 piece on Sunday, I don't know if the Graf will have a job. He almost cursed last game when it came to it. I'm just saying. Literally said almost cursed on the air. So Willie Green yesterday on defending him.
We have to. I mean, it's the second game with 50 points. So he's one of those guys, you got to go get him early, take the ball out of his hands. Don't let him touch it. If he does touch it, send two people at him. And so that's an area that we have to be better.
Yeah, got to do something. Touch him, is what he said. I'm not saying touch him is the same thing as Cobra Kai. Is that what I'm doing? 800-998-1003 on the Ruderman Can caller and guest hotline. Chime in. Feel free. Because here's Willie Green's message. Well, first off, he looked at the tape. You know, coaches, I got to look at the tape. Let me see the tape. Let me see what happened. What did I see in that game against the Suns?
Our first quarter start was poor at best. And the casual, we were too casual. Our sense of urgency has to go up, and our guys understand that. Our margin for error is a little smaller. You don't have Brandon. You don't have Jose. So our ability to come out with the mentality, to have physicality, to hit first has to be there from the start. And last night it wasn't.
Yeah. So what are some of the reasons behind that? And one of them that obviously pops up is, it is literally the worst timing possible to have Brandon Ingram not healthy right now. Larry Nance, on what B.I. brings to this team?
Some of the playmaking. Some of the B.I.'s playmaking is super underrated. The league can find guys in the corners and in different spots. And shot making, honestly. You know, our offense right now is a little bit slow. And missing 20-plus points a game hurts.
Willie Green. Why not have it B.I.?
It's tough to replace B.I. and what he brings to this team. And then, at the same time, we're playing against some of the toughest teams in the league that are really that have really solid, they're really solid defensive teams. So they make you take tougher shots. They make you have to move the ball side to side. Normally the first action isn't there. So it's a combination of those two. It's missing Brandon, missing Jose. But then playing against the tougher teams, we just have to rely on each other even more.
One of the things as well that you see, and look, it's the assist situation that he leads the team in assist. So you take that out at literally the worst time when you're in the gauntlet, and it affects you. It just does. So how do you combat that? He's not coming back tonight. He's not coming back on Friday. He's going to be reevaluated on Friday. And then we'll get an update as to when maybe we will see him or not. Yesterday, video showed him shooting the basketball on the court. CJ McCollum on his show for ESPN gave an update and also said the obvious of what happens when you don't have Brandon Ingram.
Well, we're definitely missing him, especially in a game like last night when, you know, obviously we weren't getting stops defensively. Outside of that first quarter, we played extremely well defensively. We played pretty well offensively. I think we had 29 assists, only 9 turnovers, you know, 16 second chance points. We were getting fast break opportunities. We did what we were supposed to do outside of that first quarter. We just gave up 52 points to one guy and held them outside of that to 121 points. And, you know, outside of that 40-point quarter, we held them pretty much under 26 the rest of the game per quarter, outscoring them in the third and fourth, but wasn't enough, obviously, because we got down by so much. B.I. obviously is great offensively. He's improved defensively. He rebounds the ball. He initiates our offense. He can score, three-level score, really good in the mid-range, which is what you need against great defensive teams. And just his presence out there makes the defense have to account for another all-star-level player. So we do miss him. He's around the team every day. He's rehabbing. He's doing some of our stuff. Pre-practice, post-practice, taking part in a lot of that stuff. You can see him ramping up, you know, pool work, Ultra G, which is the anti-gravity machine where you like treadmill, but like you can kind of reduce, you know, body weight. So he's continuing to make progress in the right direction on all accounts. I don't know what Sham said, something about him being evaluated later this week and the Pelicans being optimistic that he can resume playing approximately 3 weeks into his recovery. I don't know about all that stuff. I don't know his timelines. I don't know what the team is kind of discussing behind closed doors, but I know that he's progressing and very encouraged with, you know, the progress that he's making, and he seems to be in good spirits despite not being able to play.
So the team said that they were going to reevaluate him in 2 weeks or whatever that was. I think it was 2 weeks ago, yeah. And that put it at that Spurs game on that Friday. So at some point on Friday, we'll get something. So where are the Pels at that point? All right, let's just go through this. Going into tonight's action, They are currently in sixth. Same record with Dallas. But why are they above us, Gus? Well, division record. They are 10-5. The Pels are 9-6. So, yes, it's not like the NFL where you win your division, you're in, and all that other stuff. But winning division games still does matter. Case in point. All right. Friday, it's a division game for the Pels against the Spurs. The Dallas Mavericks have a division game coming up against the Rockets. The last division game. Well, I guess, yeah. So, when you look at that game, it matters for the Pels. You have to win, or if the Pels lose it, Dallas is going to have that tiebreak on you because of the division record. If you win it and Dallas wins against the Rockets on the 7th, they have the tiebreaker. But if Houston beats them and you beat the Spurs, well, then, now you're back above. So every game matters. I don't know how else to say it. Every game matters, literally. Not just for you, though, but for them. The Orlando Magic tonight, let's just take them in case in point. They're in the 4th spot. Remember when you played them a while back and you lost 121-106 in that game? That was a game back on March 21st that the Magic were a half game out of 4th. Well, they're now in 4th right now. Going into tonight's action, the Magic 44-31, the Knicks 44-31. Both teams 15 games behind the Celtics. Pacers in 6, 16.5 back. So they each have a game and a half lead on the Pacers, but tiebreaker puts Orlando in a first round hosting capacity right now. It's a big game for them. It's a massive game for them. It would be just like if the Pels right now are in 4th. You want to stay in 4th. So it's a big game. What I remember about that game is John the Shazer and Graf saying, man, Orlando kind of played like, yeah, we hear all the noise. We saw Screamin' A, J.J. Redick, all the people. Do you remember that was the week that everybody started saying the Pels? Watch out for the Pels. Pels could be a contender. Look at Zion. Zion this and Zion that. And then, well, Zion couldn't wait to get out of the state of Florida. Well, in that game, they kind of started early. New Orleans won the first quarter 28-23. And then in the second, it was the Magic, 34-20. Then in the third, a 38-27 quarter for the Magic. Pels got it closer in the fourth, 31-26, but the damage had been done in that game there. And when you look at that box score, that game had Brandon Ingram. He had 14 points. He had 3 assists, 4 rebounds. But it was Zion with 8 turnovers that was a difference in that game. Just played pretty sloppy. 20 points, and it just it didn't get going. Now, Jonas played 18 minutes. Had 6 points, 5 rebounds, a steal and assist here as well. Larry Nance played 18 minutes. They split those center minutes. Larry Nance, though, had no points. 2 steals, 3 assists, and 2 rebounds. Nobody on the Pels that night had double-digit rebounds. Highest rebounds was Zion with 7. That was it. So I think rebounding will be a key here today. Turnovers obviously will be a key. Zion himself had 8. The other thing that really stands out looking at this box score, C.J. McCollum was the only starter that had a three-pointer at all. Made. Zion didn't. B.I. was 0-1. Herb was 0-1. Jonas was 0-1. C.J. was 3-6. Nance didn't attempt or make one. Matt Ryan was 0-2. Jeremiah Robinson Earl was 0-1. Najee was 0-2. Jose was 0-1. Trey was 3-5. Gonna have to shoot the 3 a little bit better. Gonna have to rebound. I think you can probably beat Orlando tonight. You got to, though. Got to get that game under your belt. Magic shot 54%. There were 14-36 from distance to your 6. You could just not knock down threes. You have to in this league. If not, it's going to be a long, long day. So, those are just some of the things to look at as you make your way over to the Smoothie King Center tonight to see the Magic take on the Pels. When we come back, Ralph Marlborough will chime in with him. What does he make of the Texans trade today? And then also, getting close to 3 weeks from the draft. How's he feeling? Is he getting closer or not? We'll find out. We'll come back on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
We'll go to Cajun Goat while we wait for Ralph Marlboro to join us. Cajun Goat, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine, Gus. I'm doing fine. I'm ready for the game tonight. I want to see something better out of this team. First and foremost, I want to talk about how this game should be coached and what losses the game the last time we played them. Let's start with the officiating was pretty terrible in Orlando that day. That was a bad officiated game that we ran into. But that's also the game that we decided that we didn't need Giannis on the floor. Gus, how tall is their number five on their team? Carter. 6'9", 6'8"?
Carter Jr. Let's see. Pulling them up right now. I don't know off the top of my head. He is listed at 6'10".
6'10". Jonas is a tower over that guy. Why, and why aren't we going down in the box to Jonas and then working our way from inside out? Mm-hmm. You know, we could kill this team by doing that because they have no rim protection. No rim protection means that you can get to the goal. You can get guys coming downhill and stuff like that, coming off of screens, coming to the basket while Jonas got double teams. These are things we need to do. Jonas is not a pick-and-roll center. Jonas is a box center. You pick-and-roll Giannis, you put him out at the three-point line, you're clogging the lane up for no room for Zion. These are things that Willie's got to figure out because this is what's killing this team right now. And when you took him off the floor, if you can remember, Pablo Vaccaro kind of just took over and went to the goal because he had no
– He did.
Yeah, no rim protection either. Because if you remember, he had a stretch in the game where he pulled it away, where he took and just went to the goal because he knew Larry Nance is not a shot blocker. And so, or not a guy that's going to give him trouble when he goes to the rack. So, and then also Zion was in foul trouble early in that game. When we had the lead, we actually should have had the lead by 12 after the first quarter, but they called like some crazy fouls at the end of the quarter for them to get closer. So, a fair officiated game and maybe a well coached game tonight, it's going to come down to Willie Green. I really believe you have the players to do it, Gus. Mm-hmm. And, but it's going to come down to how Willie Green plays these players. And I'm going to tell you what just got me mad that you played on a clip that he said. Well, we should have been taking the ball out of Devin Booker's hand. Don't say it after the game, Willie. Do it during the game. Do it during the game. Why are you saying it after the game? Oh, yeah, we should have sent two guys after him. Oh, that might have been something you thought of during the game. So I need our coach to coach, Gus. You know, he's being the Dennis Allen of basketball right now.
Oh, no.
And it's not fun.
Oh, no.
It's not fun.
No.
You have all the weapons, and you don't know what to do with it. So this is what's got to happen, Gus, if this team's going to be successful. I think, look, we got to this record. Let's not say we got to this record because of Willie Green. Mm-hmm. We got to this record because of the talent we have on this team. This team is very talented. Willie's lost us probably 10 to 12 games by coaching. 10 to 12 games, Gus, just on his coaching. Where would you be with 10 more games on your 10 more wins on your record right now?
Well, if you add 10 to 45, you would have 55, and you'd be above the Denver Nuggets by two games in first place.
Thank you. Thank you, Gus. Thank you, Gus. You want me to call the 10 games out?
You got the list?
You know, you had these teams on the rope, and then you decide, and you're supposed to be a defensive coach, and you decide to let the guy that's hot just go one-on-one, not take the ball out of his hands. I don't know how many times, I'm pretty sure Antonio Daniels in the middle of the game saying, we got to take the ball out of that guy's hands. That guy's hot. You can't let that guy. He said it all season. All season. So it's going to be up to our coach what we do down this stretch, Gus. He's going to have to coach way better if we're planning on doing anything at all.
So give me a headline for tonight's game.
Zion being a superstar. I think Zion's going to – I think Zion – he had a chip on his shoulder when he played him last time. He took on, if you remember, he took on Pablo, and he had Pablo with 0 points at the end of the first quarter.
Until he got in foul trouble. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. He had him with 0 points. Zion was playing his tail off, and the referees were kind of crazy with the calls, too, because he didn't
Zion
foul
had five personal fouls. Zion had five fouls in that game.
Right. So, you know, it's going to be officiating but coaching at the most. But I think Zion pretty much – and then we got to stop the brothers. It seems like every time we play the Magic, those brothers come alive. The two brothers, the Franz brothers.
Wagner.
Seems like they come alive.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
18
you know?
Points for him. He would be what Graf would probably call a Pels killer. Pelican killer.
Right. Yeah. He is definitely a good
Franz Wagner. Wagner, whatever it is. Wagner. That's what
right,
it is.
Right. The Wagner brothers.
He basically played like a, you know, a Hall of Famer in that game.
Hey, and guess what, Gus? If you go back and look, he did the same thing last year. He is a Pels killer. You need to slow that down. And I thought Suggs played out of his mind. He's never played that good against us, and he played out of his mind in that game. So I think, you know, just do what I'm telling you, man. Go inside to Jonas, run your offense through Jonas, and you will walk away with this game.
All right.
But if he's still going to keep Jonas on the bench and not give him time, Gus, we're just going to see another game like we've been seeing. We're going to see
keys.
The same thing over and over again.
Your keys to victory via the Cajun Goat. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it. Back in that game, if you remember, too, and I can't believe it just dawned on me, and thanks to Graf for reminding me, probably should be a bigger storyline. That was the game Brandon Ingram got hurt in that game. Remember what C.J. McCollum said after that? And he touched on how now we see, right? I mean, we kind of hear him saying it after the game there, how it messed up the whole offensive rhythm. Well, listen to him right after the game. And now think back what it's like
messed
now.
Messed up the mood. The whole mood is not great. We're praying for him, hoping for the best. You know, B.I. is a really good human being, obviously a great basketball player, but solid human being, loves the game, and we all want what's best for him, and obviously what's best for our team, so we're hoping for the best.
Here's what he had to say on the Magic game plan that game.
Yeah, loading up the paint, closing out on shooters, making us drive, and credit them, they had a good game plan, and they executed well.
Closing out on shooters, clogging the paint. It's kind of what you've been seeing teams do. Again, it's a copycat, right? You're going to see them do that. So how do they combat that tonight? I mean, if I'm the Magic, I'm kind of probably going to do the same thing. I mean, look, it just is what it is. Trey Murphy's going to have to knock down shots. Najee. Other players that coach puts in. We have seen Matt Ryan on this homestand. We have seen Jordan Hawkins on this homestand. See some minutes and some action. They're going to have to contribute. Larry Nance is going to have to contribute on the offensive end, right? Especially if he's going to see a lot of or a handful of minutes here. Larry Nance on the other thing about the bench being a big thing.
Again, you took away our offensive hub for the bench, so you know it's got to come as a concerted effort from everybody. Sometimes it's Naj, sometimes it's Jose, when he's healthy. Sometimes it's Dice, sometimes it's me. You know, we just it's gonna be different every single game. There's not a natural Trey Murphy on the bench anymore. So it's just gonna come from a different person every game. Hopefully, most of us.
800-998-1003 on the Ruderman Can Caller and Guest Hotline. Hour 2 is brought to you by Chris's Paving. Remember, driveways, parking lots, overlays, locally owned and operated. Your asphalt and concrete paving contractor for New Orleans and Bayou regions. If you're paving it at all, give them a call. 985-960-2131. And if you can't remember that, chrispaving.com. It's all on the website there, everything that they do there. 800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, We'll focus a little bit more on this here as well. Cajun Goat gave us some keys to victory. He doesn't even think it's about the players. He thinks Coach Willie Green can really go a long ways in helping secure the victory tonight. Give me some things that you want to see Pels fans from this team. I really would like to see Jordan Hawkins, if he does get some minutes, knock down some shots. I think he could almost feel the I don't know if it's pressure. I think it's more of the stress factor of the limited minutes that he gets in. He's got to be able to score, right? They need scoring. They need scoring. They have not been able to score where they have been scoring in previous games until recently here, obviously. So they got to find some offense here and some guys to create and score other than Zion. It's going to be key for that to happen. 800-998-1003. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. The Texans securing Stephon Diggs and two picks from the Bills. Imagine that. Buffalo receives a 2025 second-round pick. So that is the big news in the NFL today. Plus, Michael Penix Jr. visiting the Raiders today. He visited the Broncos yesterday. Uncle Earl, how are we today, sir? Hello, Uncle Earl? Uncle Earl.
Can you hear me, Goose?
Yep, got you, man. What's up?
Oh, man, enjoying this beautiful. How about this weather, Goose?
It's gorgeous.
I need to go to that place you sent me, man. It looked like they got some nice French fries over there, man. So
I love that. Okay.
Hey, Goose, I'm going to be frank, man. Look, it is, I respect everything Cajun Goat says, and look, he probably knows basketball, and you do more than me. It just seems to me what we lacking, and I would like to see Hawkins play more of it, Gus, but we are lacking. We got good players. We don't have great players. We don't have superstars. With Booker, we don't have a Durant. I know we got Zion and all these other role players. And it seems like the guys that we do have that can take the shots are not taking the shots. Is what I'm saying is going forward, Gus, are you happy with a first series win and get by that? And then it just seems like to me, without them players, without them superstars, it seems like you're limited. Or without getting the guys the right, and it's coaching too, without getting the guys the right ball to make the shot. And I would love to see Hawkins in the game more. You're limited. Am I wrong for saying that? I mean, it seems like to get to that next step, we need to get more Zions. We need to get more perimeter shooting, like superstars. And I don't know. I guess I just want more instead of getting past the first round.
So it's an interesting thing. And I was thinking about this, too, because no doubt if I'm sitting at K's tomorrow and we're enjoying a nice, cold, frosty beverage, we could start with this conversation this way, right? Man, we need some perimeter shooting, General D. We need point guard play, right? We need that. We need, you know, the big that everyone's been talking about or daydreaming of, or the Pels have tried to go find, just haven't been able to just yet, you know, that's faster and a rim protector and all of that, right? I completely can do an hour on that, right? Because you're right. I mean, there are some things. You need consistent shooter. You need some better, you know, guard play, ball hand. So all of those things aren't wrong. And then when we pour the second one, though, here's, I wouldn't even call it the conundrum, but here's the interesting aspect of this team. They're 42-27. If Brandon Ingram doesn't literally have a non-contact, awkward, the knee didn't bend like it should injury at Orlando.
What kind of injury is that?
I'm just saying, I don't know if they would have beaten the Heat. I think losing him spurred them on. They wanted the Heat. I think they would have beaten the Pistons. Do they beat the Thunder? They didn't score the final 356. You think having Brandon Ingram on that floor might have helped?
Oh, probably. It would definitely help, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They beat the Bucks. The Celtics, they led all first half, and then just went brain dead the final 52 seconds of that game, lost a 5-point lead in the final 50-something seconds of the second quarter, gave up that three. Boston had momentum. They had 11 points in the third. Maybe B.I. helps there. So I don't know if they win or not, but maybe he helps there. And I don't know about the Suns. But the point is, going into that Celtics game, you likely would have had a 5-game win streak. So, do you understand what I'm getting at? It's like, because they've lost 3 of 4, rightfully so, the deficiencies maybe stand out more. The more, where the heck is Jonas? The, can we get some three-point shooting? The, is Zion the only one that handles the ball? Does it work? Does it doesn't? And then, at the same time, to be fair, you're missing your top assist player, which would be basically your point guard, right? Your Chris Paul, your Steph Curry, whatever your point guard or whatever, the best ball handler that you have on that team, or the one that assists that offense more freely. Look, he's not the best ball handler, and I would not consider him to be the point guard that they would need to go to that next level step. But in this offense this year, it's worked, and it's worked for him. Well, he's not there. You don't have a secondary ball handler coming off the bench in Jose, because he's hurt. So, and I understand, I know what John's going to say tomorrow. Well, everyone has injuries. They do, John, they do. But the injuries to specific players affect teams differently than other guys that, don't. And again, not being offensive or, you know, whatever, but Najee going down, Nance goes down, they hurt you in certain areas. It's not the same as Brandon Ingram going down. It's not the same as Jose Alvarado going down. So I guess what I'm saying is it is very easy, and you're right. We would be right to sit there during the first beer and go, man, they need this. Man, they need that. They could use this. You're right. And they're going to have those conversations. They have to have those conversations this summer. They have to. Do you give Brandon Ingram an extension? What do you do with Trey Murphy? What do you do at the center spot with Jonas? All the those things have to happen. You have to do that regardless. And then also at the same time, you sit there and go, you know, I could make a plausible case for this team going into a 5-game win streak against the Bucks. I mean, against the Celtics. And maybe, I don't know, if B.I.'s there, Boston can't defend the way they did because you have to respect Brandon Ingram. And I don't know what happens with the Suns or not, but all of a sudden I'm feeling different. I don't know. So I guess that's that fine line when it comes to his team. It's crazy. You know, I want to rip everybody, and at the same time, I have to be understanding, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, 100%. And Goose, let me say this, man. And look, I hope we go far. I'm from New Orleans. I love the Pels and the Saints and everything. I think going forward, I think Willie Green, I hope this doesn't happen. I hope he limits what we can do by not putting the right people in the right position, man. But my cousin said the other day, oh, Hawkins is not in because he can't play defense. Well, guess what? He's a damn good shooter. And let the guy shoot, man. He's a young kid. He's got legs. Like we tell the Saints all the time, let him run up and down the field. Like, why don't we play these young guys? And he's a good outside shooter. He makes 1-3, and then you're going to sit him on a bench. It's like, I don't want that to limit going into playoffs, Deuce, if Willie Green's going to cost us a series. Am I off on base on that?
I will say this: it's hard to expect players that you haven't played to come in and be like, you know, look, it's why if you are a good pinch hitter, you're so valued in baseball. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that literally doesn't play and then comes in on a certain level. And in the ninth inning with the bases loaded, two out, or run on first and needs a double and needs connect, like those guys. They're superstars because they just don't exist. It's hard for that to happen. So, you know, look, but to your point, it's the point that I've made when it comes to those particular players. Okay, fine. He comes in. He plays 7-8 minutes total. He's 2-for-6, 2-for-7, whatever. But I've seen Jordan Hawkins and Matt Ryan rebound. I've seen them more often than not be able to pass the basketball. And if they make two shots apiece, That's what? Six, and that's 12 points. If both of those guys make two threes total in their time on the court, that's 12 points. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that means so. And Gus, in the beginning of the year, Ryan, man, he was hitting everything.
Agree.
What happened to that guy? Is he hurt man, right
look,
now?
Agree. I'm with you. Like I said, it's look, it's a philosophy. You know, I mean, they are built, predicated, and taught defense first, and defense is why you get on the court, and defense leads to offense. I hear you. I would also say you better be able to make some threes. And against Orlando, that was a frustrating game because you only made six and you didn't play them. You know? I mean, it's like you're looking at that game going, struggling to get threes, struggling to get those three-point shots off. And, you know, I mean, Hawkins came in at the end and gave you, you know, 6 minutes. And by the way, he knocked down a shot and got you 2 points. You know, but Matt Ryan gave you 6 minutes. Again, they came in at the end and got you 2 points. You know, so I mean, like I said, it's going to be very interesting. But in that game, Nance got you none, Alvarado got you none, and Najee got you 4. Nance was -24, Najee was -19, Jose was -12. Like that was the game where your bench was just awful. Now they bounced back the next game and probably won you the game against the Heat. So. That's what I'm getting at. It's like this team, and going back to your original point, 12 to 13 games, they have blown clutch games, I think, right? Give me half. Give me six. I know you got greedy. You said give me 10, or Cajun Ghost said give me 10. Give me half.
Yeah.
Give me half of those. Give me five. Five wins that you had in your grasp. You're easily in fourth right now by 3 games over the Clippers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is the team has the talent. The team is there. They got to get better coaching. Yeah. They got to get better play. They got to be more mature. They got to show up. They got to understand you start games differently. And all of that is part of the learning and growing process, right? So that's where they are right now. I know you don't like to hear it. I don't like to hear it. I don't want to cover it. But you can't skip the steps. Willie's got to learn how to do this while it's happening. The players have to learn how to go about it while it's happening. Zion's got to see what it's like to be guarded 5 different ways in 1 week of basketball. It's got to happen, you know? I mean, Jordan's got to figure it out to be a pro. He's going to get 5 minutes. And that 5 minutes, I got to do something. They have to figure it out on the fly. That's, I think, to me, the best way to describe where this team is right now.
Yeah, hey, Goose, real quick before I let you go. I hope this don't happen, but if we get in a play-in and somehow we get knocked out or a first round we get knocked out, is Willie on a hot seat for next year?
Say that again?
I said if we get in a play-in this year or we get knocked out or we lose in the first round, is Willie on a hot seat?
I think if you get to 9 or 10, it'd be – I mean, it's a failure. It's a failure because your goal was 6 or better, right? I mean, Larry Nance told me that it was 4 or better. 7 or 8, still a disappointment. But again, the timing of B.I.'s injury stinks. But yes, I think at the end of the year, one way, shape, or form, how you finish, how you close out, and where you land, you're going to have conversations, no doubt about it.
It's always a pleasure. Go see you tomorrow, baby.
For sure, man. Appreciate it so much. I want to play this. And actually, I will. I'll go to the break. Jeff Boggs will join us here as well from our sister station. But just saw a clip of C.J. McCollum on the Pelicans' sense of urgency and having control of their own destiny. Love to hear what he has to say about that. We'll play that when we come back. Jeff Boggs next, though, on ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. It is Jeff Boggs' number. ESPN Bets, 145 each and every day. Certainly got a lot to talk about, a lot to kind of get into, man. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Real good. Thank you very much. Happy to be with you on this
glorious hump day.
Yes, it is Wednesday. Halfway point to the weekend. Looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it. I'm a little anxious, but a little apprehensive, but it is what it is. Pels, seven games left, including tonight, against Orlando. How do you see this one? Last time they played, March 21st, Brandon Ingram got hurt. Magic now in fourth. Pels holding on to that sixth spot. What do you see tonight, sir?
Well, you know, I had some optimistic news this morning, but I guess it's changed. I think Ingram has been ruled out, but he may be available going forward. But again, probably not tonight. Maybe a game-time decision. But again, last I saw, he's been ruled out for tonight. Pels a 4.5-point favorite, over-under 208.5. Again, the money line, minus 105 for the Pels, so not a lot of confidence there. Minus 115 for Orlando, but again, minus 180 money line for the Pels. Meant on the spread, that was the money line before. Plus 105, though, 150 for Orlando. Pels have dropped two in a row, hope to keep rolling as they face the fifth game of this six-game homestand. 21-16 home record. Zion continues to lead the team. It's great to see that. His health has been maintained. Ingram, who's the next leading scorer, has missed those last six games, as you mentioned. And also, Jose Alvarado dealing with an oblique. He's going to be out tonight as well. Magic at 44-31. They're in fourth place in the East. They've won two in a row. Look to keep up as they kick off a two-game road trip. 17-19 on the road. Paolo Banchero continues to lead the way for them. 22.3 points per game, 6.8 rebounds, 5.3 assists, almost averaging a steal per game. And so again, tight one here. Pelicans had trouble covering that 1.5, obviously even losing outright by a large margin. So tough one to call tonight, but hopefully the Pelicans can get back in form at home, again taking advantage of this long homestand.
Yeah, they need to, for sure, when it comes to that. Jeff, I'd like to get a win, like what you said there, about the Lakers and Phoenix, because I need some losses. We need help on the scoreboard, sir.
Yeah, and again, the Lakers are just one of those teams that you just, even if they stumble into the postseason, what they are capable of as a team, it looks like both LeBron James and Anthony Taylor will be available tonight. It had been Anthony Davis, excuse me. I don't know what I'm thinking about there. But it looks like they're good to go. They had a great night on Monday night. But again, the Wizards, 15-61 overall, 7-31 at home. L.A., 43-33 overall, 16-21 on the road. Lakers have won the last three meetings, including that 134-131 overtime victory back in late February. L.A. 36-40-1 against the spread. 34-39-3 for Washington against the spread. Lakers favored by 12.5. The over-under, 233.5. Money line, Lakers minus 900, similar to last night. Plus 600 are the Wizards. A couple of things you may want to know. The Wizards, again, 12-3-2 against the spread in their last 17 games, when the spread was where it's at, between plus 11, plus 14. Lakers 4-2 against the spread in their last six games, when the spread was between minus 14 to minus 11, which again it is. Wizards 13-24-1 against the spread in their last 38 games when at home. Doesn't look good for the Wizards tonight.
Yeah, no. But I didn't think that they would lose. I mean, that they would win the last time out. So you never know, Jeff. You got to play the game. But we'll see about that. Lakers and Wizards there. What about the Suns, man? We'd love the Suns to lose. Look, Cleveland's a pretty good team here. One of the top teams in the East, so that's a tough game for them.
Yeah, Cleveland third in the East, 46-30. Phoenix eighth in the West, 44-31. And again, they've got an opportunity to avoid the play-in, so they're going to be playing hard. They're a 5.5-point favorite tonight, the Suns are. The over-under, 226.5, and the money line, minus 220 for Phoenix, plus 185 for Cleveland. Cleveland struggled throughout March, but it did get off to a good start this month with a 129-113 win at Utah Tuesday. Cavs, third place again in the conference, a game and a half back of second place Milwaukee. Phoenix 9-5 in their last 14 games, including that win against New Orleans. Phoenix has won five of its last seven games to move into a tie with Sacramento. A couple of reasons why you might be leading on the Suns here. Suns are only one game back of Dallas and New Orleans, currently occupying fifth and sixth place in the conference, coming off a 124-111 win over the Pels again on Monday. And again, that one-and-a-half-point underdogs that the Pels were. Phoenix 5-2 against the spread in the last seven games. Cavaliers have only covered twice in their last eight games. And Grayson Allen is listed as questionable, so you may want to check that before. And a couple of reasons why you might be thinking about the Cavs. Cleveland's been a profitable team in back-to-back recent head-to-head meetings between these teams, covering the spread in four of the last five matchups. Cavs were seven-point underdogs in a 117-111 loss to Phoenix last month, coming off a 129-113 win at Utah Tuesday. Cavs were without Donovan Mitchell, but he is expected to return tonight. Mitchell leads the team with 26.8 points, 6.1 assists, 5.2 boards per game. So again, tough one to call there, but again, let's see what the Cavs can do on the road.
Jeff, there's also some other news to pass along too, to people that love using the apps or bet in certain ways when it comes to college in Louisiana. What just came down?
Yeah, you know, last week, the NCAA calling on prop bets for individual athletes to be ended. And Louisiana says that they've been doing that. They had been looking at it. So the Louisiana Gaming Control Board issued a bulletin today to inform Louisiana licensed sports betting operations like ESPN Bet that proposition bets on individual college athletes' performance or stats participating in a college sporting event will be suspended. Keep in mind, though, it's not going to begin until August 1st, so the rest of the college basketball season, baseball season, will still be available. But again, the NCAA asked for and now are receiving. It's going to be a state-by-state situation, but here in Louisiana, at the end of this college season, you won't be able to do prop bets on individual athletes. Now, team prop bets, they'll still be available on ESPN Bet. But again, individual college athletes, those prop bets are coming to an end after this college season.
Jeff Boggs, if folks want to get involved when it comes to ESPN Bets, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Remember, ESPN Bet, the official app of ESPN, take you through all the big moments this spring. Again, exclusive offers, promotions from folks like Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, from playoff intensity in the NBA, NHL, to getting on the links and out to the ballpark. No better time to be a sports fan. Sign up today if you haven't already. And if you haven't used the app, do use it. New users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. As always, terms and conditions apply. Check out the app for details. Got to be 21 or older. And if you do have a gambling problem, deal with it. Call 1-800-522-4700. One of many ways you can. And remember, we're in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles, ESPN Bet. Gus, hope you have a good rest of your Wednesday.
Sounds good, sir. Always looking forward to it. We'll talk again tomorrow as we get closer and closer to the weekend. Looking forward to that here as well. Ralph Marlborough,
you bet.
Did get back to me. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. He had something to do. It's free now to start the top of the hour, so we will go back to that. But I do want to play the C.J. McCollum clip where he's talking about a sense of urgency and being able to control their own destiny. And I think that is kind of one of the bigger things here, because we can scoreboard watch, we can look at all those different aspects of it. You got to get some wins here out of the next seven. How many? Do you think you need five? Four? How many wins do you think the Pels need to make sure, solidify that top six seed? Be interesting. Here's what CJ had to say on his podcast.
How much is the urgency right now among the team?
It's very high. You know, we've talked about the fact that it's very tight. in terms of the teams, in terms of the schedule, in terms of what it means to everybody, what we're going to be able to accomplish, you know, with the idea of controlling our own destiny. I think that's extremely important to recognize that we have to live in this moment, understanding that tomorrow is not promised. Like, we can't control what happens next year or next week, but we got a chance to win games at home. We got a chance to win games on the road and literally not have to worry about whether or not other teams win, right? Like, that's a unique opportunity to have, especially in the Western Conference, this far into the season, to where you don't really have to worry about other teams winning or losing if you just take care of what's in front of you. And I think that's the mentality and the mindset. We had a really good practice, contact practice, where we are focusing on things and trying to tighten up the screws, because, you know, with seven games left, we got to win a good amount of those to avoid the play-in game. And if we do that, then it doesn't matter what the other teams do. But if we don't take care of business, then we're putting ourselves in a position to have to rely on other teams, which is not what you want to do in this league.
No, not at all. Hour two brought to you by Chris's Paving. Driveways, parking lots, overlays. Hopefully my driveway real soon. Locally owned and operated, your asphalt and concrete paving contractor for the New Orleans and Bayou regions. Paving it at all. Give them a call. 985-960-2131. Hour one was brought to you by New Wake Outfitters. We'll be there next Friday. Super special events going on over there as well. Demos on their demo pool. Specials, 40% off of camo and winter gear and all that stuff. So be sure to try to stop on by next Friday. Tomorrow will be over at Katie's. Hour three will lead off with Mr. Ralph Marlboro, see what he was doing. That was so important that skipped his 1:15 segment. I'll ask him next on ESPN New Orleans.